This is the Pacific National Board meeting of July 10th, 2014, meeting at various locations by telephone. And I'm Margie Wilkinson, Chair, calling the meeting to order. I am going to ask that Vice Chair Tony Norman chair this meeting because I am currently more or less serving as the interim executive director, although I'm, well, anyway, that's what I'm doing, and because we don't have one right now, and I hope to solve that problem soon. So, Tony, would you please take over the chair, and we should begin with an official roll call.
Okay, thank you. Is Doreen, you there?
I am, but Margie, can you do this round?
Sure, okay.
Thanks.
All right. Okay, so here we go. Brian Edwards Tiegert. He was here before. Brian, are you there? Jose Luis Fuentes.
Here.
Janet Cobran.
Present.
Margie Wilkinson. Rodrigo Argueta. Lydia Brazan.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Hank Lamb.
Here.
Hank Lamb? Okay.
Here.
Thank you. George Ryder. George?
Here.
We can't hear you, George. Heard you before, but not now.
You missed Adriana.
What?
You missed Adriana.
Oh, Adriana's not going to be with us this evening, I think. Richard Uzel.
Here.
Carolyn Burden. Janet Coleman will be late. Serene Roberts.
Present.
Manajay Saba.
Present.
Jim Brown. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Lucette King. Tony Norman.
Present.
Heather Gray.
Here.
And Janice Lane Ewart.
Present.
Thank you. Okay, one, two,
three. And this is, and I'm here.
I'm sorry? Brian?
Brian Edwards Tiegert is here.
Okay. Is there anyone else whose name I didn't call?
You did call me, Margie, but I guess I was muted. This is George. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi, George. Yes, we can hear you now. Okay.
Great.
For the record, I'm also here.
Yeah, Raul is present. Thank you, Raul. Okay. Tony, we have quorum, and we can begin the meeting.
Okay. We'll now entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So move.
Yeah.
Been seconded.
Second motion, Benito.
Okay. Sure. Been moved and seconded.
Tony, this is Margie. Since I'm not chairing, I volunteer to be timekeeper, okay?
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, we needed a timekeeper.
Okay.
Okay. The agenda been moved and seconded. Are there any amendments to the agenda?
Yes. Mr. Chair.
Who is that speaking?
That's Janice Lane Ewart.
Okay, Janice, what's your amendment?
I'd like to make an amendment to add to the agenda discussion of the director's inspection report that I just delivered and shared with the board 24 hours ago.
Is there a second to that?
Can you just second it?
Where are you trying to move that item on the agenda?
I'd like to move that up after the CFO report.
Point of information, please.
Serene, point of information, what's your question?
Thanks. I have not had a chance to read it. I did see it this morning, and I thought I saw a reference to discussing it in closed session. So I just want some clarity around that from the maker of the motion.
Janet,
yes, I can respond to that. I have asked that it be moved up to the open session because it's my understanding that a director's inspection report is not privileged information and that it is information that is open to the public.
Okay. Is this, well, okay. Is that a correction or was that your initial thing? I thought I saw closed session in your email. Did I misread it?
I did read it, and I've come to learn that it is appropriate for me to bring it up in open session.
Oh, point of, thanks, sir.
This is Margie. I have a point of information.
Yes, Margie, what's your question?
Lawrence, to the stack, please.
I believe that there are attorneys. I'm sorry, I haven't. I glanced at the thing very quickly, but it's my understanding that included in your report are copies of bills from our lawyers, and I don't believe that is appropriate discussion for open session. I don't think our lawyers would like it, and I'm not sure we should do that. So I think, you know, maybe the question needs to be divided. I'll try and look at the report right now. But my question is it appropriate for us to look to discuss attorneys' bills in an open session?
Thank you,
Mr. Chair, may I respond to the question?
Yes, Janet, what's your view?
Really, very briefly, I'm not, the point of bringing it up in the open session is to have a discussion about the overall actions that may be necessary coming out of the report. It's not my intention to be specific to the items that were shared with the board.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, the motion has been made.
Hello? Chair, Lawrence to the stack.
Yeah, I got you. I'm just making sure. Okay, we got Lawrence, Hank, and then I got Manajay. I mean, because this is an amendment, we have we'll have two people speaking in favor and two people against. Lawrence, are you speaking in favor or against? Well, first of all, why don't we do this? Why don't we let Janice motivate her motion? A minute. Janice, you want to do that?
Yes, thank you. I'm requesting that this item be added to the agenda so that the full board and our Pacifica colleagues have an opportunity to be informed that there was an inspection and that the ability to consistently receive information from the national office and from the board officers has not been attended to in the degree that it should, and the ability to have a discussion on a process that ensures timely submission and delivery of information to the full board is my rationale for having the item added to the agenda this evening.
Point of information, Benito.
Yeah, Benito, what's your question?
Yeah, I'd just like to know, Dennis, why or what is timely about this?
It is timely in that there was a request at the last three or four open meetings for receipt of documentation from the board chair, and we've yet to receive that documentation, and it is timely in the fact that it is well overdue.
Okay, Lawrence?
Yes.
Lawrence on the stack speaking against the motion, aren't you?
Yes, I'm speaking against the motion because I believe there may be proprietary information that should be shared in an open session. I would like to encourage my colleague to actually specify without disclosing proprietary information as to what it is that she wants to discuss in open session and what she thinks may be appropriate for closed session. So that's without answers to that, I will have to not support this motion.
Okay, Hank, are you in favor or against the motion? You're next on the stack.
I'm in favor.
Could you? Okay.
as I read in the last meeting, our bylaws clearly state, and you cannot, even though you did it last meeting, vote against your bylaws. So we're in total violation withholding these documents at all. And that's just the simple truth of it. This is the biggest do-nothing P&B on both sides, and I'm sick of it. You know, everybody pretends to be wanting to do the right thing, and nobody does the right thing. It's all talk. No leadership on either side. So both sides can count me apart.
Okay, Manajay, are you speaking in favor or against the amendment?
I would, actually, I was on the list for another amendment to the, not amendment, an addition to the to the agenda. But I would also, I would take the time to support the agenda. If nobody else wants to support this motion, Janice's motion, I would speak in support of it.
Okay. Anyone else for the stack against for Janice amendment?
Benito.
Are you in favor or against?
Okay. Yeah, so Janice, you know, I didn't hear anything timely in your response. And I know that we have a million items on the agenda, some, you know, from last year and some from earlier this year. And so I just don't get it, you know. I mean, I'm not saying that it shouldn't be on the agenda. I'm not saying that, but I don't see why that should be moved up to today. And maybe you could just notice it and just put it on the agenda and you know, as a regular item. But, I mean, given the fact that we had an occupation of the excuse me?
We have the documents. They're not hidden or lost.
I'm sorry, Hank. We can't just let you finish this.
Yeah, I know. Let's stick to the rules and not do shit.
Okay, Hank. Let's just try to be respectful. And Benito, could you finish?
Well, everybody else should too.
Thank you, Chair. As I was saying, given the fact that we had a, I don't know, 3 month, well, more or less, occupation of the national office, and it's my understanding, correctly or not, that a bunch of documents were disappeared in that process, then I can understand why maybe things are not readily available. So I don't see, I mean, that to me is not rocket science. I think we have to get, you know, some order in that national office. I assume it'll take some time. And, so I just don't see why this is so timely. I think that you should just put it on the agenda, on the regular agenda.
Okay.
You know, so I just don't, I don't understand the timeliness of this, and so I don't think it's proper at this time for tonight's agenda.
Mr. Chair, may I respond quickly to that?
Sure. I mean, we've already, I'm going to let, we've already had two people speaking against and two people in favor, so.
Oh, okay.
This is Lizette. I'm sorry, I'm late.
Okay.
And this is Carolyn. I just got on the call, too. So
hang on a minute.
You.
Who's chairing this meeting?
This is Tony Norman. I'm chairing the meeting.
Good night.
Okay. okay, now we've had two people speaking in favor and two people speaking against. Janice, do you want to repeat the motion so everybody can be clear about what it is?
And please send the motion.
Oh, yes. Could you submit it in writing if you haven't already?
I haven't, but I will do that now. The motion is to add to today's agenda meeting discussion of the director's inspection report shared with the full board for the purposes of establishing
a process for distribution of timely information.
Okay, motion has been read. This is an amendment to the agenda. She wants to move it up, add it to the agenda right after the CFO report. And we will now take a vote on this amendment. Madam Secretary, could you please call the roll?
Sure. Janet Van York?
Yes.
Brian Edward Steger? Can't hear you, Brian. Jose Luis Fuentes?
Brian no. Votes no.
Brian votes no. Thank you. Jose Luis Fuentes?
No.
No. Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
I abstain.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Lydia Brasson?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Hank Lamb?
Yes.
George Ryder? Can't hear you, George. Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Janet Coleman, are you here yet? Serene passes. Manager Sabah?
Yes.
Jim Brown? Can't hear you, Jim. Benito Diaz?
No.
Suzette is not with us. Heather Gray?
Yes.
One moment, sir.
George wants to vote yes.
Excuse me?
George wants to vote yes. Can I be heard?
I heard you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Serena abstains. One moment, please.
Rodrigo voting no.
Gotcha.
Got Rodrigo. Oh.
Chair, I have 10-5-2 with 10-5-2. You wish to vote.
Is that 10 yes, 10 no? What is it again? I'm low.
10 yes, 5 no, 2 abstentions.
I'll abstain. So,
is Fortune Sack?
That is.
Manny John.
Excuse me, please. Hello, please. The vote is 10.
That's a final.
10-5.
So the amendment. So the amendment approved.
Right. And I'm sorry, Janice, where is that being placed?
I sent it to.
Where on the agenda are you requesting it be placed, please?
After the CFO report is what I noted
thank
earlier.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Manny Jean Sachs, please.
Manny J.
And Lydia.
And then Lydia, Manny J.
Yes.
Tony, this is Heather. Heather, I'd also like to be on the stack, please.
George from the stack.
I have two items that I need to be placed on the stack. One of them, there is no discussion, there is no minutes on this agenda, and we have been missing minutes, discussion of minutes and approval of minutes forever. I don't know if there is anybody who's responsible and can tell us why this is not on. Amendment to this agenda is, I have sent an email about putting the policy, a working group to establish policy regarding bequest and endowment for Pacifica, so to be applied to all of the stations. I have offered that last September and has not been discussed. And this is a very major issue that we need to be discussing. And we don't have any policy about this, and it wouldn't take a lot of discussion. This would be a very short process to get this working group going. And I would appreciate if it put after see on unfinished business.
So, Madam Jay, could you repeat your amendment and send that in writing? Because I'm not sure exactly what it was. Could you repeat the amendment?
The minutes is actually, the minutes is posted on the agenda. It's posted on the agenda. It's on the agenda. If you move down on the agenda, I can tell you where exactly. This is, I tell you where it is.
Where do you want to move the item on the agenda,
Madam? It's under 2013 motions.
I'm sorry?
Is motions carried over from 2013, and mine is B, under 8, B, you know, under 8. Is motions carried over from 2013, and the motion is B.
A point of information, please.
Just hold on for Carol. I'm just trying to get manager. So you want to place it where again, under 8?
No, I am suggesting you put it after C.
After C, okay.
Yes.
Is there a second to that amendment?
I second the amendment.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Carolyn, you had a point of information.
I thought there were two motions. And the first one was a call for minutes that we have not had.
Exactly.
Am I correct about that? I didn't hear a second, though.
No.
Yes.
I didn't
yes,
hear that.
Yes, that was the one.
Okay. Tony, if I may,
I mentioned that as the first one. I said the first one is the minute that we haven't had it. We don't have it on the agenda.
Right.
And the second
one
was
one at a time, but I would... Manager and Carolyn, I would take that third point as a point of information. I don't know if Serene or Margie want to address that, why the minutes are not here.
Well,
sure.
I don't know what Manager meant, and I thought she meant as a motion. Manager,
no,
I'm
sorry, she presented as an inquiry. That's all right, and I will ask Margie or Serene.
No, I said that needs to be on the agenda, and I'm wondering why this is not on the agenda, doesn't show up on the agenda. And I want it to be on the agenda. And I said my second one is the bequest.
Well, Margie or Serene, do you all want to address that?
This is Serene. I'd be happy to address it. The minutes, there are no draft minutes that have been sent to the board, no open draft minutes that have been sent to the board that have not yet been approved. I promise to finish... to catch up. They're all in various stages. I promise to catch up by the end of July, and I hope that since there are minutes outstanding from July 2013 onward, I believe.
Who is that? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Do I have the floor?
Yes, Serene has the floor.
Okay. So I have sent, I believe, the open session from February to the board. There are other minutes that are outstanding, open session minutes that are outstanding. They will be sent to the board ahead of our meeting at the end of July or early, you know, I'll get them to you guys by the end of July. We'll see when they get approved. But I hope that we can also get a response about all of the minutes from the last half of 2013 through February 2014, which have not been sent to the board, since we're on the subject of minutes.
Okay.
It's about a year.
The point we have on the okay, thank you, Serene. We have Manajay's motion on the floor. Amendment, I'm sorry, on the floor. Do you want to motivate your amendment, Manajay?
Point
amendment?
Of order. I'm sorry, hold on. Point of order.
Yes.
We're out of time for this agenda item. We just reached 30 minutes.
Okay, if we reach 30 minutes, then we'll have to go to the vote on Manajay's amendment.
Point of information.
That's Richard, what's your point of information?
I don't think this meeting got started until 45 minutes after the hour or so. So we should still have some more time to do this. We have 30 minutes.
I beg your pardon. I was doing 20 minutes. I apologize. You're absolutely right. We have 10 more minutes on this item.
Okay, we have 10 more minutes. Manage, you want to motivate your amendment?
Wait, point of information?
Who's that?
Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
What's your question, Jose Luis?
I didn't get a full answer to Manage's question from Richard Uzel when he's going to produce those minutes that Manage wants.
Richard, did you want to respond to that?
No.
Okay.
That was just a snarky little comment by Jose. I'll let it pass.
Manage, you want to motivate your amendment?
I believe that the minutes, we need to have the minutes in order to be able to approve them and also refer to them as a point of reference for the discussions that we have and actions that we need to take. And not having them, we have no point of reference that we can use and not be questioned as or if we are right or wrong. And it's very hard to go to the it's very hard for people to go to the record and look at the record, but we need minutes as a documentation of what we are doing at these meetings. And so it's important to have it. And the fact that we haven't had them in this period for 2014 is a big concern to me.
Excuse me, Manager, I'm a little confused. Are you speaking to your amendment? What are you speaking to? The amendment to amend the agenda? I thought
amend the agenda to have the discussion of the minutes. And then the other amendment, I do it later, after this is being discussed, addressed.
May I be recognized?
Serene, are you speaking in favor or against the amendment?
I'm speaking in favor of clarity, which seems to...
Okay, what's your point of order? I assume that's a point of order. What's your point
of
order?
It's a point of order. First of all, we cannot be discussing two separate items at the same time, you know, jumping in and out of different topics. That doesn't work. On the issue of minutes, if I have not presented draft minutes for... since the end of February, and if Richard Uzel has not presented draft minutes since summer of 2013 through February of 2014, I don't understand why we would invest more time discussing minutes. I have said we can. What would we be putting on the agenda? I have said I will finish mine by the end of the month. Mr. Uzel has declined to respond to the request of the minutes from last summer. What are we discussing here? Further, we cannot both be discussing moving the bequest up somewhere, and I would like a point of information when we get back to that because I'm not sure I understand what she said.
In terms of a point of where we are in the orders of the day, Manage, I would treat your first inquiry as a point of information, and Serene and Richard addressed that. So what we are discussing now, I would ask Manage to motivate her amendment that you made, and it was seconded.
Okay, but before I move on this, I want to just address what Serene said. I'm really appalled and disgusted with this childish behavior. He didn't do it. I'm not going to do it. I haven't done it. Why didn't you ask? This is so childish. You can talk to yourself, and you haven't done what you were supposed to do. If you don't have time to do them, don't take all of these responsibilities and relegate it to somebody else. This is absurd. This is absurd and, to me, unacceptable.
Chair, I have a point of order.
And I don't need to be admonished by her who doesn't do her own job.
Okay, let's
point of information.
Chair, I have a point of order and a point of personal privilege, please.
Serena had a point of order. Serena,
and Benito, point of information.
Okay. Thank you, Benito. Serena, what's your point of order?
My point of order is that it is always out of order to disparage other members. My
really?
Point of personal privilege...
Okay.
My point of personal privilege, if I may.
Yes.
Is that while I thought I was speaking clearly, evidently I was not understood by all. I have indicated when I will complete the minutes that I'm responsible for from the end of February through, well, tonight. The 8 months or so that are due, which the member for some reason is not concerned about, from the middle of 2013 through the beginning of February, it's curious, but then again, not.
Okay. Benito, what's your point of information?
Just a clarification from Manager. Manager, are you asking about the minutes from 2014, February onward, or are you asking about the ones from 2013, or both, or what?
I am... primarily, I'm asking for 2014 when we have had all the issues and concerns that I have been part of, and I want to have references to them. And I think everybody is entitled to references of them. I think 2013 should be there too. I'm not saying that shouldn't be there, but my focus at this tonight was on these that they are not available, and we should have them. I think minutes are important, and we should have them at all meetings. Thank you.
Okay, now we're on Manager. You're going to speak to your amendment.
Yes, I will.
What?
No, as you may all know, that we are getting requests and endowment from different supporters of Pacifica and different stations. And I know that BAI has been coming, and I know Pacifica has some. But I also believe that it is absolutely important that Pacifica has a policy of how to approach donors, especially major donors, for their endowment, and also encourage other people. And also when people do it on their own, we know that with where these monies are go and what the endowment is being spent on, and what are the wishes or have been the wishes of the donor. And having the major endowment to come and then people use it for everyday expenditure that they have not properly maybe budgeted or whatever is happening is absolutely inappropriate, and that would discourage other people who may in the future to give money to the institution for different projects and different activities that they are interested and in line with our mission would refuse to do that, and the money would go someplace else. And I think this is something that every institution has it, and also it would be a point of getting support for the Pacifica as a whole and individual station as a whole to develop different programs and develop the stations. So we need to have this, and I have proposed to have to start immediately a working group that they come up with a policy that would address the serious concern that we have.
Mr. Sir?
Who is that?
This is Lydia. Can we please have people speak only to the agenda, not the motion?
Yes, we're speaking to Manager's amendment to the agenda. Is anyone speaking in favor against it?
Wait, I'm not through with my point of order. The other point of order is that we should have voted on our First Amendment. We should have voted on her First Amendment first, and then go on to her second one.
I didn't treat her first item as a motion because she didn't make it. I treated it as a point of information that Kareen and Richard addressed. So the only motion is the amendment to the agenda.
Okay.
Is there anyone who wants to speak against the amendment? Anyone else who wants to speak in favor?
This is Kareen, please. Serene?
Serene, yes.
Okay. We have tons of motions. We have a huge agenda. We will never get through the agenda because we spend way too much time discussing moving things around on the agenda. Let's just work through the agenda. I'm opposed to any amendments of this nature. This is something that, as the member says, was sitting there in September. I don't recall it being pushed in October, November, December, January. Why is it so urgent now in July? No, I oppose the amendment. I want us to begin the meeting.
Mr. Chair, point of information.
Yes, Hank, what's your point of information?
Well, I do remember all this issue being brought up repeatedly for both secretaries. And two, I wonder what happened on the agenda to things that were there and now are not.
I'm confused. What's your question again, Hank?
Why there are some things that were on the agenda that are no longer here. It's been a common occurrence this year and before, for that matter.
Would you please send me an email telling me what they are, Hank?
Well, we all know. I send an email to everybody.
Okay. I don't know what we
about
all know, but you made it.
About
you
the
made
discussion
it.
Of the RFP, it's been asked for 6 months, literally.
Actually, it's about 10 months.
Okay. Hank had a point of information, and Brain has addressed it. Brain, you want to speak further on Hank's point of information?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Okay.
Tony, this is Heather.
Okay, Tony, send
the email.
Point of order.
I don't need to send an email. You have it.
Point of order.
Tony, this is Heather.
I have a point of order. We have reached the 30-minute limit. Now we really did reach 30 minutes. I apologize for calling it earlier.
I have a point of something. We're not on the stream. I'm getting emails from people. Say we're not on the stream.
Point of order.
Can we check with Elvis?
What's your point of order?
Can the chair ask the person speaking right before me to restrain herself until she is acknowledged or that she is given the floor by the chair?
Yes, yeah, good point of order. All those who are speaking have to be acknowledged by the chair. Okay, we're out of time, according to Margie, so we'll have to go on the vote for Manajay's amendment. So Manajay, you want to repeat the amendment, and then we'll go to a vote.
Yes, I can read the amendment. It says, whereas Pacifica having surpassed 60 years of existence, and whereas its long-time listeners and supporters at that age...
Point of order.
To be yes,
donate. That is not the amendment. The member is reading her motion. The amendment is merely to move it. And I ask that she clarify where she wants it moved to.
I have actually, Chair.
It's
disturbing to me that this member constantly jumps in and starts telling people what to do, what not to do. I have already said that this needs to be, and I asked it, and I send the person who just talked an email concerning this. And I have said even where to put it, but tonight I also mentioned where I want it to be moved to. I have already said I want this motion to be moved up right before item C.
But, Manajay, we just want you to read your amendment that you stated earlier to the agenda. Could you just simply read the amendment that you want to put on the agenda?
Not the motion.
Right, not the motion, just the amendment.
Just to read the amendment of what it is you want to put on the agenda.
I want to put establishing a bequest donor policy working group on the agenda.
Great.
Okay. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll?
Okay, but I'm sorry. I have a point of information.
Yes.
She's saying she wants it moved to C. I don't know what that means because each item has a Roman numeral. She has not indicated which Roman numeral she wants this moved under.
If you didn't understand it, this is right before on C. When is... Okay, let me see. It's C... unfinished business number 6.
She wanted on the unfinished
Roman
business.
Roman numeral 6, item six. C is what you're asking?
Yes.
Because that's not what you said.
Okay. She wants it under 6C, Serene.
Unfinished business is number 6 and then has A, recording of PNB executive session, B, motion for an audit of 2014 PMB, and then C is motion the official statement regarding PMB action.
Okay, she wants it on the 6C.
That's why I asked her to clarify. She said nothing about item 6 before.
Okay.
Could you call the roll, Madam Secretary? Yes, sir. Hank, what's your point of view?
I said it's under unfinished business before.
We need to make sure that we're streaming before we go any further.
I just...
Okay, Otis, are you on the line? Are we streaming? Hello? Otis?
Yes, we're streaming.
Okay. Thank you. So we are streaming, and we heard the amendment. So now, Madam Secretary, could you call the roll?
Janice Lane Ewart.
I vote yes.
Brian Edwards Keeger.
Abstain.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta. Tantan Wan, couldn't hear you. Lydia Blazon.
Yes. Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Yeah.
Colin Reyes.
Yes.
Hank Lamb. Hank.
Yes.
George Ryder. George, can't hear you. Richard Uzzell.
Yes.
Ms. Burden.
Yes.
Janet Coleman, are you here yet? Green votes no. Manager Sabah.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
Pass.
Okay. Benito Diaz.
No.
Is that, sorry, it's not here. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Okay. Rodrigo, I did not hear you. Are you here?
Yeah, I'm over here.
Okay. On the issue of moving the bequest motion up to item 6C.
Oh.
Thank you. George, I didn't hear you.
Yes, you should be able to hear me now. I vote yes.
Thank you. Jim?
Abstain. Abstain.
Okay, thank you. One moment, please. Chair, the vote is 12 yes, 4 no, 2 abstentions. Do you wish to vote?
No.
It's all 4-2.
Okay, now we have the amendment passed, so we have two amendments to the agenda. We'll now vote on the full agenda as amended.
Madam, is there an objection?
Is there any objection to the full agenda as amended?
I have an objection. This is Heather, Tony.
Yes. Okay.
I was trying to get your attention and couldn't. I know the time.
Point of order.
Point of order.
There's an objection, so we'll have to go to the vote. We'll have to vote on the full agenda as amended, Madam Secretary.
Janice, can you hear me?
I can now.
What is your vote?
I vote on approving the agenda as amended.
Brian Edwards Stegart?
Brian, yes.
Okay, thank you. Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta?
Yes.
And Lydia Brazón?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
And Lamb?
Present, not voting.
George Ryder? Can't hear you, George. Richard Uzzell?
Abstain.
Carolyn Burden. Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Coleman, are you here?
Okay. I'm going to stop calling her when she gets here. She'll let us know, I suppose. Dream abstains. Manijay Sabah.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
I'm going to abstain.
Janet Coburn, you passed.
I'm going to abstain.
George Ryder, I could not hear you. Okay, one moment, please, Chair. Chair, the vote was 12 yes, 4 abstention, 1 present not voting. Do you wish to vote?
No.
Request to the chair.
Who is that? Benito?
Benito. A point of information, really. Serene, can you repeat the vote again, please?
The count or the
individual? Yeah, the count.
12 yes, 0 no's, 4 abstentions, now 2 present not voting.
And so Hank and somebody else?
The chair declined to vote.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now we'll go to the agenda as approved. The next item on the agenda is the chair's report.
Okay. Chair, may I be recognized for a second before we start? Benito.
Yes, Benito.
Okay. I would like to request that the chair put in the minutes, and I don't know exactly how to say this because I have not been uncivilized by Roberts, I would like the minutes to reflect insubordination on the part of Richard Uzel in terms of refusing to give the board any kind of idea of when he's going to provide minutes that some of which are a year old. I mean, this is beyond abuse. This is absolute insubordination. He's basically telling the board, y'all can go F yourself.
Well, point of personal privilege.
Mr. Chair.
I'm gonna have to rule. We've adopted agenda, Benito. I'm gonna have to rule that out of order. If you want to make a motion, you can approve. You can either submit it later for the next meeting. But we've already adopted agenda.
So you're saying I should have made this request before we adopted the agenda?
You could have made it as an amendment to the agenda.
Oh, I wasn't trying to. Yeah, maybe I don't understand.
You could have brought it up during the time when Manajay brought the issue up about a minute, but at this time, in terms of the order of the day, we can't accommodate on that agenda.
All right, that's fine. I just know better for next time. I was trying to wait until we finished the agenda setting so as to not spend extra time because I knew the time was limited.
Okay.
So I just know better for next time. But I'm coming after you, Richard.
Orders of the day.
Okay. I'm scared to death.
I'm glad you are.
Stop.
Let's have order. Madam Chair,
I'd like to be recognized.
What do you recognize? Do you have a point of information or point of order, Hank? How do you want to be recognized?
Charles, here with a point of procedure, please.
Well, I have a motion I'd like to make.
I'm sorry, what's the nature of your motion, Hank?
The nature of my motion is to have the agenda item that it was left off be replaced, and I have an additional motion as well. There's no point at which during a meeting you cannot make a motion.
Well, you can make the motion, Hank, but we've adopted the agenda. If you want to continue to make the motion, it will take 2/3 to approve that item you want
to add.
That'd
be just fine with me.
Okay,
is
there a second to Hank's motion?
Well, I haven't even read them yet.
Hank.
Hank?
I have... I have a point of information. This is Margie.
Yes, Margie, you want to put your point of information?
Do you have your motion? I looked for it, and I
have it in writing.
Could you read it to us, please?
Yeah. Okay, regarding the motion that was left off, I move again that we have a 20-minute discussion for issuing an RFP for a dial swap at WBAI placed in the earliest possible spot on the agenda, which is the second most vital and immediate issue facing Pacifica at the moment because WBAI is literally and immediately in dire straits on several fronts, all related to finances.
Point of order.
Who is that, Serene? What's your point of order?
The item in question is on the agenda in unfinished business at J. Well, it's now been adjusted downward because Money J's moved up from 2013 into that section. But it's on the agenda, the draft agenda.
It's placed in the earliest possible
spot. May I speak, please?
Serene, can we let Serene finish?
Yeah.
It's unfinished business, Roman numeral 6. Item J, which is why when the member raised it earlier, I said, what are you talking about? In fact, just a moment ago, he just said again that it's not on the agenda.
I didn't see it on there.
Could we please not be recognized until we get recognized by the chair? Serene, I heard you. Hank, I interpret his motion to mean he wants to move it up, because that's why I interpret.
Exactly.
He wants to move it up. You read the motion, and is there a second to that motion?
I'm sorry. Point.
Serene?
Point of order.
Yes.
Margie wants the second moving it up.
Okay,
Serene, you have a point of order.
Well, I have a question about why we're still adjusting the agenda after.
Because you can make a motion at any time.
You can.
Well, Serene, we're not.
It's all right, Serene.
Just for the chair speaking, that Serene,
No. I have a point of information. I am unclear, and I'm asking a parliamentary question. I think Brian is probably equipped to answer it, and perhaps George. My question is, after we carved out a process of 30 minutes so we can actually get past an agenda on a meeting, and we've used that 30 minutes, why are we back to dealing with an agenda, not to mention the allegation that it was missing from the agenda when it clearly is not missing from the agenda, but how can we be back to this?
Okay, Brian, you want to speak briefly to that, and then we'll go to George to speak briefly. Brian, you want to address that?
Well, you know, why isn't a parliamentary question? There is a procedure for changing the agenda after you've already approved it, but it requires a two-thirds vote.
George?
In order to make that motivation at any time.
George, did you want to add to that? George?
Point of order, Chair?
Lawrence, what's your point of order?
Well, it's more of a point of information. I'd like to ask George O'Brien, since we have a standing rule, isn't the rule now, in order to overcome that rule, that we need a two-thirds vote on it to take any
change? George, you want to address that? I mean, yes, to answer that right away, yes, we would need a two-thirds vote for him to amend the agenda at this stage. But, George, did you want to add anything else to that? Okay, we'll go back to the motion on the floor that Hank made, and it was seconded, was to move his item up on the agenda. It required two-thirds vote.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Okay, so I was unclear as to where he wanted to move it up, because I will amend it to be, let me see. Well, I would amend it to be before Monty J's, I don't know where that is.
Right after the CFO report.
Oh, before executive director?
That's not correct.
The new number 6, after we set our next meeting date.
Oh, okay.
Okay, is there a second to that amendment? Been seconded. Does anybody want to speak to that?
This is Kim.
Is there any, Kim, what's your...
I don't want to speak to this motion. I just want to let the people know that presently the PNB is streaming on the affiliates meeting link.
Oh,
that may or may not get corrected, but
if anybody, well, nobody's listening, nobody can hear, but it is on the affiliates, but it is not on the PMB, so that is the problem.
Okay. I'll let Otis know.
Okay. Is there any objection to Lydia's amendment? Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Otis.
Just corrected. Thank you, Otis. Is there any objection to Lydia's amendment? I mean, Serena, what's your point of information?
I'm sorry. Where does Lydia want to put this?
Well, I didn't know what Hank was asking for, so I said after the new number 6.
What do you mean the new number 6?
Well, number 5 is the next meeting date. I would like to leave here knowing when our next meeting is, besides the bylaws.
Oh, I see. An unfinished business would then become 7?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I see. I object.
Okay.
Okay.
There's an objection to Lydia's amendment, so we'll can we go to a vote on Lydia's amendment to the motion?
May I speak to it?
Yes.
Wait.
Mr. Chair, I don't think we are finished with the process. Was there a second to?
I thought I heard a second.
Yeah, Maureen seconded.
Was there a second to Lydia's amendment?
Oh, to the amendment.
Was there a second to Lydia's amendment?
Benito.
Benito second Lydia's amendment. Is there an objection? There was an objection to Lydia's amendment. Was that Serene?
Yes, and I'd like to speak to it.
Okay, Serene, want to speak against the amendment? What's your discussion?
Okay. Aside from the fact that I object and will vote against the motion, the PMB charged WBAI with coming up with a sustainability plan, and that plan has been prepared. I don't know if it has been formally sent to the PNB. I know there's been much discussion locally and much work locally by hundreds of people. So before we discuss a signal swap or anything else about the fate of WBAI, the PNB should take up the project, report that it requested.
Okay,
so I would object to moving this up.
Makes no sense.
Okay. Is anyone else who wants to speak against the amendment? Anyone else want to speak in favor of the amendment? I'm sorry, was it Hank?
Speak against?
Hank, we want to speak against the amendment.
This is Lawrence. I want to speak against the amendment.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lawrence. I want to speak against the amendment.
Yeah, I wish to speak against the amendment because I think it's a premature issue to put this on the agenda right now. And a lot of people who are working with WBAI, a lot of listeners, and a lot of people who are coming forward. We just had a positive report about WBAI, and so I definitely would object to a signal swap or even a thought or entertaining the thought of a signal swap or LMA or PSA or PSO.
They're speaking against the amendment,
against the...
Remember, we're just moving the item up on the agenda, and you're speaking against that amendment to move it at a specific location.
Okay,
anyone
who
wants
I'm against it.
Anybody else who's speaking in favor of that amendment?
This is Kim.
Kim, you're speaking in favor of this amendment?
Yeah, I think that there is information that we need to know, and so therefore I want this. I'm fine with this being discussed. I'm against doing it, but there has been a lot of chatter about this in the public, and so I think the public deserves to hear an open discussion about what is going on with WBAI and these sales or swaps or all the stuff that's going on out there. So let's get a conversation going.
Okay, anybody else who wants to speak in favor of the amendment? Okay.
Point of order, Janet K. Point of order.
And Janet, what's your point of order?
I thought we were discussing the amendment to the motion, and the amendment was just to define where it would be located. Where
that's
it would
correct.
Be
located. That's
and
correct.
And this is Lydia. I haven't motivated it yet.
That's correct. We are discussing that, and that's right, Lydia. We didn't. Your point of order is correct, Janet. But Lydia, you want to motivate your amendment?
Yes. And I actually agree with what Kim said. I mean, there are some things, if we want to get stuff off the agenda, let's just vote it up or down, or at least have a discussion. There is nothing wrong with having a discussion, with, and that undercuts a lot of the rumor mongering that goes on in the absence of our having a healthy discussion, regardless of which side of the issue we're on. And I think, and that's all Hank is asking for. So I support it. It's been lingering for too long.
We've had two people speak, favorite two people. Yes, I have a point of parliamentary inquiry. I know we have to get a two-thirds vote on the motion. I don't know if we need a two-thirds on the amendment itself. So Brian or George want to speak to that. Is that a majority or two-thirds to amend that motion?
Two-thirds on the amendment.
No, it's
it's Janet
majority.
Coleman coming late.
Who is that, George?
Janet Coleman.
Yes, got you, Janet. Thank you.
Thanks.
I've been perforce offline for a while. I don't know what the amendment is or the motion, so I can't speak to it.
Okay, Brian?
So to change Hank's motion, which Lydia's doing, it's a simple majority. But then to approve Hank's motion, because it's modifying an agenda we've already adopted, is two-thirds.
Two-thirds, yeah.
Okay. Whether Lydia's amendment prevails or not.
That's right.
Okay. We'll go to the vote on Lydia's amendment. Madam Secretary, could you call the vote?
Point of information.
Yes, Janet. Kim, what's your point of information?
Can you read the amendment first?
Okay. Lydia, could you reread your amendment?
Yes. That the motion made by Director Hank, and I don't have his motion before me, but anyway, that it become the new number 6 on the agenda following the next meeting date.
Okay. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll?
Janice Lane Ewer.
Pass.
Brian Edwards. Sorry.
Abstain.
Brian Edwards.
Point of information.
Yes.
Can I be heard? This is George.
Yes, George.
What is the main motion on this slot two?
Hank's BAI signal slot motion. It's currently on. It's on the draft agenda at Roman numeral. What is it? 6, item J.
I get the sense of it. Thank you.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
Janet Coleman.
Pass.